Well, welcome, listeners, to Siouxland Catholic Radio and Faith in Action, a locally produced program here on 88.1 FM. And it airs every Monday morning at 9 o'clock and every Saturday at 7 p.m. And today, the tables are turned ever so slightly as I, Lisa Niebuhr, get to be your host and get to interview the magnificent Miss Joanne Fox, who is vacationing in sunny Arizona. Good morning, Joanne.
Hello, Lisa. It's so good to chat with you. And right now, the sun is just coming up. As listeners know, we tape this show, and the time difference is a little bit of an hour. And so, the sun is just now peeking up down here in Santan Valley, Arizona, which is where we have a winter house, and we have been snowbirds, Dean and I, since 2013. And really enjoy it. It's like a vacation every day. You wake up in the morning, and as the sun comes up, it's sunny, blue skies, very moderate temperatures, although I do tell people it is not Bermuda. So the temps in December and January can drop to the mid-30s, and in fact, sometimes there's freeze warnings, depending on where in Arizona you might be. So it is not Bermuda. If there are days, we have to have a jacket or a sweater. But now that we're entering the month of February and March, it is much more temperate. So 70s, I would imagine here shortly, it'll start to be mid-70s, and then probably 80. So yeah, it's been a great experience for us. We really enjoy it. But I also tell people, I miss my peeps up there in the land of the Sioux, just because I was so heavily involved with everybody and everything that I miss their smiling faces and the ability to have coffee with them or lunch. And that includes my dear friends at Siouxland Catholic Radio.
Well, Joanne, why did you and your husband decide in 2013 to get a vacation home in Arizona?
Well, I guess it was because his parents were snowbirds. They had decided once they were looking at retirement that they wanted to do things in the Southwest. And Dean's sister at that time lived in Yuma, Arizona. And so his parents, Dorothy and Leonard Fox, had a, it's not quite a mobile home, but a trailer of some sort. And they would haul that down to the Yuma area to a trailer park. And they would hang out with their friends. And they would spend quite a few months down in the Yuma area. And in fact, they were both very gifted artists. We called Dean's dad Tall Pop, because he was tall, and my son couldn't say grandpa, so he called him Pop, so he was Tall Pop. And Dean's mom, they both got into wood carving as a hobby. And so they would bring their wood carving down here. Tall Pop mostly was the wood carver, and then Grandma Dorothy would do all the painting on it. He actually taught classes on wood carving at the community college in Yuma. And so we saw what their experience was. And the one thing I said to Dean, it was kind of the, you know, draw the line in the sand. I said, I'm not living in any kind of mobile trailer or anything like that. If we're going to do this, I'd really like to look at a house. And of course, that was very self-serving because whatever house we were going to get, I wanted to make sure I had enough bedrooms. So in case the four sons wanted to come and visit with their lovely wives and beloved grandchildren, we would have enough room for them. And that was one of the challenges when Tall Pop and Grandma Dorothy decided to do the winter stuff in Yuma, was if we were going to visit them, we would just have to go to a motel. Now, we could hang out with them at their trailer, but it was just a different vibe. So that was kind of the decision. And Dean also agreed, you know, he wanted a house because one of the things he wanted to do was work on his cars down here, which he did for a number of years before he had the stroke. And it has been a wonderful experience. We are very pleased with our small home. And really, really like it. So thank you so much for asking about it, because sometimes you forget the process of how you got to where you were.
And your kids and friends from Siouxland come to see you, am I correct?
Yes, absolutely. They love to come and visit because, again, the weather is so nice. It's a breakaway. The kids get to play outside. We took them even swimming once, although it was a little chilly, but we took them swimming to a place with a heated pool. And that's something that they turn around and go back to Siouxland and say, guess what I did? I visited my grandma and grandpa, and I got to go swimming, or I got ride a bike. We have a bike down here that the girls can ride if they so choose, and a scooter, roller blades, and just stuff they can do outside. And yes, we've had friends who are our age, and so they too like to maybe get in a car or a truck, or some of them might have trailers, and or they just hop on a plane and just come down and visit. One of the pluses is Dean's sister, who is a North Dakota resident, has a house from us about a mile away. And that has been a great joy to interact with her and her husband. And, you know, other siblings of Dean's have come down to visit. And it's just great because, like I said, it's like a vacation. You sit out on the patio with your coffee or your happy hour beverage and laugh and talk and... Yeah, it's been a real plus for us. I'm so glad we made the decision to do it.
And we appreciate the opportunity that you give us, your listeners and friends and followers, the opportunity to see all of the wonderful places that you've been, share with us the delectable food that you've enjoyed, keep us entailed in regards to the different activities that you're involved in. So it feels like you're at home, just we don't get to sit in the same table and have a cup of coffee with you every day.
Yeah, that's true, and I do. I like to share on social media. Facebook is my go-to place. I do a little bit of Twitter, very little Instagram, still kind of a neophyte on that. But I think that's the power of social media, is that ability to connect with friends and loved ones, family, because we are busy people, and we have things we're doing. And so just to share and maybe touch somebody else when they swipe their phone or go to their computer and hit Facebook and, oh, so that's what Joanne's doing now. And then vice versa, I can look and see, oh, that's what Lisa's doing now, or that's what Anne is doing now, or that, yeah, it is a connection. I know people sometimes get their noses out of joint because things are posted on social media that may rub them the wrong way, but I see it as a great opportunity to just share what's going on with me. And then I'm a big fan of memes. Anything that makes me laugh out loud immediately, I hit that share button because I figure if it makes me laugh, it probably will make someone else laugh.
And when, Ms. Joanne, will we have the opportunity to see you back here in Siouxland?
We typically come back mid-April. You know, we're always watching the weather because obviously we're driving almost 20-plus hours. It takes us three complete days, to get back to Siouxland. If we were younger and we didn't care, we could probably do it in 2 days, but I think those days are long done. So mid-April is when we usually come back, and then usually we leave Siouxland the end of October. So it's about 5 to 5.5 months that we are down here in the land of the sun, as they call it.
And what do you enjoy most in the land of the sun?
I think it's the weather, because it's, like I said, you wake up in the morning and here comes the sun and the sky is bright blue and the sun is bright yellow and the warm temperatures, and it just makes you smile at how pleasant it is. The other thing that's very nice for me as kind of a theater nut is the theatrical and live music and other events that go on in this area are beyond comprehension. I could almost go to something 3 or 4 times a week if I so chose. That's because we are about an hour south and east of Phoenix. So to get to Phoenix with its many, many entertainment venues is about an hour. You have to consider the traffic if you want to fight that. but we are about 30 minutes, or depending on where in Mesa we go, 30 to 40 minutes. And in Mesa, there are just as many opportunities. And then we're very lucky in the area we are. Santan Valley is where we are located. It's an unincorporated town, so Queen Creek and Apache Junction would be the two larger communities. And both of those also have entertainment venues. So they have community theater. They bring in guest artists. There's just an incredible amount of things to do. And people who say, oh, there's nothing to do, is, they are incorrect. But one of the things we really, this is kind of sad, it speaks to retirement, is we just love to chill in the evening sometime and watch Netflix stuff, which is just astonishing at how many options there are now to watch what's on television. So I guess, it's a trifecta of the weather, the entertainment opportunities, and just the ability to relax sometimes. And of course, then that goes along with now who is coming to visit, in the next 2 weeks, and then who's coming after that. And I enjoy that immensely too. It's a little frantic when you have guests and you take that big sigh of relief when they're gone, because then you try and get back into your own routine. But it is still, it's just so wonderful and full of energy and enthusiasm. And so lots of good stuff going on.
Well, Ms. Joanne, we want to ask about an exciting project that you have going on that you'll be back in time for. So we're going to take a quick minute to do a shout out to our supporters and listeners, and join us back for Faith in Action with Joanne Fox. Today is our guest.